Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi. We left off in Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. We're about 10 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asher Metzora Shechtu Shelo Lishmo. If a person shechted an Asher Metzora Shelo Lishmo, so the carbon is not going to be a kosher carbon as an Asher Metzora. The person is going to have to bring another carbon. But Asher Metzora normally has Nesachim that come along with it. So do you still need to bring the Nesachim? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'u Nesachim. It does require the Nesachim. Just like if you shechted Lishma, you would have to bring the Nesachim. When you shechted Shelo Lishmo, you would have to bring the Nesachim as well. Rashi points out the reason we give the example of Asher Metzora is because a regular carbon Asher, if you shechted Shelo Lishmo, is karv below Nesachim, kidme ikara, just like it would be if you shechted it Lishmo. But an Asher Metzora that requires Nesachim, we need to say that even when you shechted Shelo Lishmo, it requires Nesachim, that the chiv of Nesachim does not go away when you shechted Shelo Lishmo. Why is it that you have to bring the Nesachim? Shemiyah to Omer Kain, because if you don't say that, if you don't bring the Nesachim, posalto, you're going to pasal it. So what does that mean, you're going to pasal it anyway? It's not a good carbon, you're not yotzei chiv anyhow. So says Rashi, Shemiyah to Omer Kain, to Nesachim, el yakrav below Nesachim, because if you were to be makrav it below Nesachim, pasalto mili kariv al gabei ha-mizbeach, you would pasal it from bringing it on the Mizbeach. Why? Dilu mitzora lo chazi, shari nishchat shlo lishmo. It's not going to work for the mitzora, because it was shechted shlo lishmo. So it needs to be lishma to work for the mitzora. That's first mission zvachim. Uli ola lo chazi. It's not going to work for a carbon ola. Shari lo nitak l'ri'ia, that because it's not nitak l'ri'ia, wasn't sent out to graze. Ve'ein ra'oi l'nedava, and it can't be brought as a nedava. The asham lo asi b'nedava. There's no such thing as bringing an asham as a nedava. Avon nesach ma'asulim mizbeach. Va'ashim to Kohanim. So rather, what do? We bring the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. We give the Ashim to Kohanim. V'tzarech Ashim Achalach Shiro. And you just need another Karban Ashim to be Machshirit. So you need to bring the Nesachim because there's no other option of what this Karban can become. So it has to remain an Ashim Mitzara that doesn't work. Instead of becoming some other Karban, because it can't become any other Karban. So ask the Gemara, is this the only example of a unique of a carbon that has unique chiyuvim that can't be transferred to anything else? Maskeflor of Menashe Bargada Elameata Keves Habayim Omer Sheshachtu Shlo Lishmo Temin Chasok Fula. When you bring the keves together with the carbon Omer, and if you shechted Shlo Lishmo, it should still require the double mincha Shemiyat Omer Kain Pasalto, because otherwise you pasul it. As Rashi explains, Keves Habayim Omer Dum Yoda Asher Metzora. It's very similar to an Asher Metzora in the following way: the Kihechi Asher Mitzora tol nesachim ve'in shar ashamos to in nesachim. Just like Asher Mitzora is unique amongst ashamos in that it requires nesachim, kach keves habayim omer nishtalis minchas mishar minchos kvasim. So too the mincha that goes along with the keves that goes with the carbon omer is different than any other. Its mincha is different than other minachos that are brought together with a keves. Normally, the mincha that goes along with the keves is one isaron. With the omer, it's bezesronos. So that's why we dafka pick this carbon, so it has a unique chiv as well. And not only that, the Gemara says another example. Tamid shel shachar sheshachtu shlo lishmo yeton shnei gezirin b'kohen echad. That a tamid shel shachar that shachtu shlo lishmo should require the two blocks of wood brought by one kohen, which is also a unique chiyuv for the tamid shel shachar. Shemiyat omer kein pasalto, because if you don't do that, you will have pasled it. And the tamid shel ben arba'im sheshachtu shlo lishmo yeton shnei gezirin b'shnei kohanim. Shemiyat omer kein pasalto. The tamid shel ben arba'im should require shnei gezirin b'shnei kohanim, which is unique to the tamid shel ben arba'im. So why would we single out dafka the asher mitzora sheshachtu shlo lishmo? All of these other karbanos also have unique chiyuvim. Why would they be any different? So says Gemara, ein achinami. The truth is, you're right. All these other examples, the same would be true. You would have to bring all of these other unique chiyuvim as well. Elam Rabbi Chad Minay Nokat. We just picked one example, but the truth is, any of these examples would have worked. We just happened to have picked one of the examples. Now, on the example that we did pick, Asher Metzora that shechted Shelo Lishmo, that you need to bring the Nesachim, otherwise you pasul it. So the Karan Ora wonders, the Nesachim are not ma'akiv the Zevach. If you bring the Zevach and not the Nesachim, the halacha is that the Zevach is kosher. So why would we we say that if you don't bring the Nesachim, you're going to pasul it. So the Karanar explains that the Gemara does not mean to say that the Asham is pasul because you didn't bring the Nesachim. What the Gemara means to say is that if you imato omer she'in Asham mitzorah zed to Nesachim, if you were to say that this Karban Asham that you shecht the Shalosh Mo doesn't need Nesachim, so then behechrech you are being doche its shame harishon. You are being doche its original shame of a Karban Asham, and therefore you should pasul it from Akrava. Since it's roi la'akrava, you have to say that it maintains its shame harishon. It's still called an Asham Mitzora, and therefore it's still has a chiv Nesachim. But not that it's going to be pasul without a chiv Nesachim, because a regular Asham Mitzora shechtu l'shma is not pasul without the Nesachim. It's still going to be kosher without the Nesachim. What we mean to say over here is that it's still called an Asham Mitzora. Since it's still called an Asham Mitzora, it still has a chiv Nesachim. Okay, but that's one way of dealing with the issue of why Asham Mitzora, that Shecht L'Shalosh Mah, should be any different than all of these other Karbanos of the Keves HaBayim HaOmer, or the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So one way is that it's no different, that they're all the same. Rabbi Abba Omer, on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Abba Omer, Bishlam HaHanach Olos Ninhu, Ilo Chazul Olos Chova, Karban Olos Ndavis. No, there's a very big difference. These other examples that we're bringing are all Karbanos Ola. So if you can't use it for an Olos Chova, for the Tamid Shel Shach, or Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, so good, so use it for Olos Nadava. It will be brought instead as an Olos Nadava. So there are other alternatives of what you could use the Karban for. Ela Hacha, Ilo Mukum Slob Bimilse, Asham Nadava Mi Ika. But over here, if you don't use it for an Asham Mitzora, so there's no default position that it could fall back on. It can't become an Asham Nedava. There's no such thing as an Asham Nedava. And therefore, the only way to be makrifit on the Mizbech is by bringing its Nesachim together with it. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that says, just like Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzor Shachtu Shalashmo, O Shalonas Midam Al Gabi Bahonos, Harezu Olo Legabi Mizbech, Vito Nesachim, Vitzorach Asham Achela Tiro. That it says explicitly that if you have an Asham Mitzorah that you shechted shelo lishma. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was the original statement. We had two explanations of why he only picked Asham Mitzorah, but Rabbi Yochanan was the author of the original statement, so we're just bringing a brisa to back up this original statement that if you have an Asham Mitzorah that shechted shelo lishma, so it's still brought in the Mizbech and it requires Nesachim, and you need to bring another Karban Asham because the Karban Asham in its as its own was not Kadosh. So the Briska Rav has the following Chakira. So you have to bring another Karban Asham. So is the Asham Harishon that was Lo Nitan Midama Al Gabi Bahonos, that you didn't put the blood in this, that's the Brisa quotes that example, not just Shlo Shmo, but where you didn't put the blood on the Bahonos of the Mitzora. So is it Ola L'Chovas HaMitzora? It's just that you have to bring another Karban in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matan Dam HaAsham Al Bahonos HaMitzora, but the Chiv Karban of the Mitzora was fulfilled through the first Karban. It's just that since you missed out on the mitzvah of Matan Dam, you need to bring another Karban just to fulfill that mitzvah of Matan Dam. Or do you say, no, the first Asham didn't count toward his chova of bringing a Karban Asham at all, just like an Asham Sheshachtu Shelo Lishmo doesn't count toward the Chiv of the Karban. And the bringing of the second Karban is for the sake of the Chiv of the Karban Asham. It's not just to be Mekayim, this extra mitzvah of Matan Bahonos. Now, if you say like the first tzad, that the first karban is a fulfillment of his chiyuv, and the second karban is just to fulfill the mitzvah of matan bahonos, so then there's no chiddush that it requires nesachim, because it's a regular asham mitzora. That the first one should require nesachim is pashut, because it would be his regular karban. The only reason the Tana mentions this case is agav, the case of a mitzora that shechted shelo lishmo, where it's not Ola L'chova, and it still requires Nesachim. That was the big chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that we need a brisa to support. That even when you shechted Nashim Shelo L'shmo, where it didn't count as his karban, that you would still require Nesachim. But a Nashim that you didn't do in the Matan Bahonos, if you hold like that first side of the Chakira, that it counts as the Asham Mitzora, it's just you missed out on doing the Matan Bahonos, so of course it's going to require Nesachim. It's a regular Asham Mitzora. You just need to bring another Asham Mitzora to fulfill the mitzvah of Matan Bahonos. Okay, next Mishnah, new Mishnah. Again, we're discussing all these different measuring utensils that they had, all the different klesharis that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So kol midos shebemikdash hayu nikdashos. So we had mishnayos about the dry measures, mishnayos about the liquid measures. Now we're going to have mishnayos about the measures in general, dry and liquid. Kol midos shebemikdash hayu nikdashos chutz mishal kohen gadol shayu god shalatocha. All of the midos, all of the measuring utensils in Beis HaMikdash were the way to use them was by filling them up to a heaping. You know, that they should be more than full, they should be heaping above the rim of the kli, and that's how to get, like if you had a kli that's supposed to hold a nisaron, it only held a nisaron when you made it a heaping thing over the rim of the kli. That's how it held a nisaron. Within the walls of the kli, it didn't hold a nisaron. Except for shel kohen gadol, where it was god shel detocha. What does god shel detocha mean? It meant that the heap can be held within the walls of the kli, meaning to say that the walls of the kli itself held the full measure that you actually needed. Midas halach beirutzehem kodesh. Liquid measures, the beirutzim of liquid measures are kodesh. Umidas hayavesh beirutzehem chol. Now, there's two different words we're using here. We had nigdashos before, and now we have beirutzim. So there's some difference between nigdashos and beirutzim. So the way Rashi understands the Mishnah, and the way most of the Rishonim and Achronim understand the Mishnah, is that nigdashos is the heaping above the level of the kli that's sitting there piled up above the level of the walls of the kli. Beirutzim is the part that goes over the level of the kli so much that it spills out. So it went through the kli at some point because you kept on pouring it in, but you had overflow. Beirutzim is the overflow. So when it comes to midas halach, even the beirutzim, that which flows out of the kli, is kodesh. Midas hayavesh, when it comes to dry things, beirutzei and chol, that which flows out of the kli is considered chol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, midas halach kodesh lefichach beirutzei and kodesh. Midas hayavesh chol lefichach beirutzei and chol. Rabbi Akiva says there's a very simple explanation of why this is true. The midas halach, the kli itself, is kodesh, therefore the beirutzim are kodesh. The midas hayavesh itself, the kli, is not kodesh, and therefore the beirutzim are not kodesh. The overflow is not kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo mishum zeh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not correct. That's not the reason that there's a difference. Elo shalach ne'ekar vayavesh eno ne'ekar. The way liquid works is as you keep pouring liquid in, the part that overflows was probably inside the kli at one point. So if it was inside the kli at one point, it became kadosh at that point, and now it overflows and spills out. Whereas by yavesh, as you keep filling it, you keep filling up the kli, and then the part that spills out was never actually in the kli. It didn't push away the stuff that was already in the kli. So the part that spills, that overflows, was never actually in the kli, and that's why it never became kadosh in the first place. That is the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So it sounds like there's supposed to be three shitos in this Mishnah, although the way it sets it up is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi seem to be arguing about how to explain the halacha of the Tanakhama. But the Gemara will explain that it is in fact a three-way machlokas. Now, again, Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah, Godesh and Beirutzim are two totally separate in Yanim, and therefore, even though by both dry and liquid midos, they would be nigdash, they would be piled up, but by Kiddush and Beirutzim, the Lach and Yavesh are not the same. When it comes to Beirutzim, Lach, the Beirutzim are Kodesh, and by Yavesh, the Beirutzim are not Kodesh. The whole chiluk between them is that Godesh means that which piles up over the Kli, Beirutzim means that which spills out over the sides of the kli. Now the Bartanura, however, strangely in his Pirush on the Mishnayos, the Bartanura writes on the word Beirutzehen, he writes one word, Godshan. So that's a little bit difficult because he seems to equate Beirutzim and Godshim, and clearly in the Mishnah there are different halachos for the two. Rashi Maseches Zvachim and Daf Peches writes Beirutzei Amidos. What are that? What are Beirutzei Hamidos? Godshei Hamidos. So the Olah Shlomo says, you have to say that Rashi is Lav Dafka, because Beirutzei Hamidos is not Godshei Hamidos. Beirutzei Hamidos is the overflow. So while you do find Rishonim, even that use the terminology of one to describe the other, it's clear in our Mishnah that they're not exactly the same thing. So even though we'll find sometimes that the language gets confused, in our Mishnah it's clear that these are two totally different halachos. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Money. Who is the author of our Mishnah? If you recall, we had a Mishnah way back on Daf Pei Zayin, right at the beginning of the Masechta, of the Parak rather, of the tenth Parak, where we had a machlokas, where we had a machlokas from Meir and the Tanakama. So in terms of how many kalim they actually had, that was on Amud Beis rather. We had a machlokas on Amud Beis, how many kalim they actually had, whether they had one kli or they had multiple kalim. But we had a machlokas at the very beginning of the parak. Shtei midos al yavish hayu b'migdash isar v'chatzi isar. Rameir held that there were two isaron kalim, one that held gadush and one that held machuk, right? One that you would pile it up on, and one that you would have an even. You would measure out the flour evenly. So says Gemara, which of those tanaim is our Mishnah going like? E Rabbi Meir, chad gadush hava. If you're like Rabbi Meir, only one of them was used to be gadush. And our Mishnah says that kol midos shebe migdash hayu nigdashos. Again, Rabbi Meir held that there were three separate kalim. The reason there were two isaron kalim, one of them to be gadush, one of them to be machuk. So Rabbi Meir clearly doesn't hold all of them were gadush. And E Rabbanan, chada umachuk hava. And according to the Rabbanan, there was only one, and it was machuk. So then it's certainly against our Mishnah, where it says that everything was gadush. So Rav Chisul Yolam Rav Meir, umay kalmidos kalmedidos. No, we must be assuming like Rav Meir. Our Mishnah must be going like Rav Meir. And when it says kalmidos, it doesn't really mean all the midos, because they did have an isaron that was meant to be machuk, but it means all the medidos that you would do with that kli that was meant to be gadush were done in a gadush way. But obviously there was a kli, according to Rav Meir, that was meant to be measured out machuk, that was not meant to be measured out gadush. So it, basically, we have a machlokas on Daf Pezayin Amar Aleph between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in terms of how many kalim of Yisaron there actually were. Now we have a Stam Mishnah over here on Daf Tzadi that seems to assume clearly, the Gemara says, like Rabbi Meir, can't work at all according to the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, the one Yisaron that they had was meant to be machuk, was not meant to be a heaping pile when you filled it up, was meant to be machuk, was meant to be even with the surface of the kli. The Rambam and the Bartanura write that we don't paskin like Rav Meir, we paskin like the Chum that say that they only had an Isaron Echad b'Migdash, and it was Machukaya, that they only had one Isaron, and it would not be, you would not use it by piling it up, heaping above the rim of the Kli, you would use it by having it even with the rim of the Kli. So the Achronim ask, on the Rambam, Rav Kivi Eger asks on the Rambam, wait a second, there is a rule in all of Shas, that when you have a machlokas v'achach stam, halacha kestam, whenever within one mesechta you have a machlokas in an earlier Mishnah, certainly within a parak, but obviously even within a mesechta, you have a machlokas in an earlier Mishnah, and then a later Mishnah reflects only one of those two shitos, in general we always paskin like the shita reflected in the stam Mishnah. When it's a stam v'achach machlokas, okay, then that rule is not true, because the assumption is that Rebbe, when he was, we don't know what order Rebbe learned the Masechtas in, but we know that within each Masechta they are in order. The way we have it is the order that he learned it in. So we don't know if Rebbe started with Brachos and finished with Nida. That we don't know, but we do know that he started with the first Perek of Menachos and he went straight through to the end, one right after the other. So if Rebbe has a Machlokas, he records a Machlokas in an earlier Mishnah, and then in a later Mishnah he records one of the Shitos as a Stam Mishnah. What that tells you is that he resolved in his mind how to paskin in that machlokas, and that's why he formulated a stam mishnah like that tzad. So all the achronim ask on the Rambam, why does the Rambam paskin like the chachamim? It's a machlokas from Meir and the chachamim, and then we have a stam mishnah that goes according to the Gemara like Rav Meir. So the Rambam should have paskin like Rav Meir. So the Biri Adaf over here, he quotes two mahalchim to answer up the Rambam. One he quotes from the Tiferes Yerushalayim and the Hagos on the Mishnayis, that when do we say machlokas v'achach stam? The halacha is like a stam. That's only when the machlokas is b'shikul adas. That's only when there's a machlokas in svara, a judgment call, something like that. Over here, the machlokas is what did they do? The machlokas is a machlokas, if you call it machlokas a metzias, what kind of kelim did they have in the Beis HaMikdash? So whenever you're going to have a machlokas in what they did, then you're always going to have to paskin like the rabbim against the yachid. Because we assume, rabbim heim v'chakru v'dikdiku b'zay yosim min ha-yachid. The rabbim have greater research abilities than the yachid does. So it's a matter of what they did, so you're going to have to assume the collective mesorah of what they did of a rabbim is going to outweigh the yachid, even if it's a machlokas v'chakru stam. If it's a svara, sometimes the yachid will have the svara more correct than the rabbin will have it. That's one way of being miyashiv. The other yishuv he quotes is from a sefer called Shevet Miyehuda in the Agos on the Mishnayos, who writes that our Mishnah is not necessarily like Rav Meir. What do you mean our Mishnah is not necessarily like Rav Meir? The Gemara said it is. So no, even though the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says Kol Midas Shemigdash Hayu Nigdashos, that's going like Rav Meir, and that's the part the Gemara says must be going like Rav Meir. But what about the rest of the Mishnah? Midas halach beirutzein kodesh, umidas hayavesh beirutzein chol. The overflow of liquid measures and dry measures. That liquid measures it's kodesh, dry measures it's chol. That's not like Rabbi Meir, who says that they would be modded all the menachos begadosh. Because if that were true, then the beirutzim should be kodesh also, because they are included in the originally saron. Meaning, he's assuming that the beirutzim are not in addition to that which is gadosh. It's the part that's gadosh that happened to have fallen out afterwards. But it also is part of the gadosh. So you have to say that the rest of the Mishnah is not going like Rameir, it's going like the Chachamim. And Mimele, you can't say it's a machlok as v'achach stam. You have to say it's a machlokas, v'acharkach machlokas, and that's why the Rambam feels free to paskin like the Chachamim. So that's how they're miyashiv. How you could say that the Rambam would paskin against what seems to be a stam mishnah which follows a machlokas. Weiter in the Gemara, two dots. Midas halach beirutzein kodesh. So we said the midas halach, the overflow is kodesh. So b'maikam ifni, what is the machlokas in our Mishnah? We had what sounded like a Tanakama, and then two other Tanaim explaining why it should be so that when it comes to liquid measures, the overflow is kodesh, and by dry measures, it's not. So Tanakama sov midas halach nimshka bein mifnei mechutz. Tanakama holds that the midas halach was anointed both on the inside and on the outside. Midas yavish, whereas the kelim used for dry, nimshcha b'fnim lo nimshcha b'chutz. We're only anointed on the inside, but not on the outside. So that's why the Tanakhama thinks the overflow of liquid measures is becoming kadosh from the outer walls that it's running along as it's overflowing. Whereas the dry measures, even if it touches the outer walls don't make it kodesh. That's the Tanakhama shita. Rabbi Kiva Saver, midas alach nimshcha b'fnim b'en b'chutz, midas yavish lo nimshcha. Rabbi Akiva is much more explicit in terms of the contrast between the two. Rabbi Akiva says, you're right about Midas Halach. They are totally anointed on the inside, outside, all around. Midas Hayavesh, there's no Mashiach at all. It's not Nimshach Kalikr. It doesn't become sanctified at all. So the obvious question is, if it doesn't become sanctified at all, why is even the contents of the Kli Kadosh? We just said the overflow is not Kadosh, but if Rabbi Kiva holds it's not sanctified at all, then what makes the contents of the Kli Kadosh? So Rashi writes that the reason that the Shiri Saron of Solas that's inside of the Kli is Kadosh is because of Kedushas Piv, that a person is Mekadosh B'Piv, that which he needs, and therefore the Saron that's needed for the Karban is Kadosh, but the Beirutzin are not Kadosh. So the Karen Ora just points out, according to Rashi, it turns out that the Beirutzin are Chulin Gemurin. The Saron itself, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, it only has Kedushas Piv, which is Kedushas Damin. So if we're going to contrast the contents with the Beirutzin, and the contents themselves don't even have Kedushas Aguf, they only have Kedushas Damin, so the Beirutzin don't even have Kedushas Damin. They're Mamish Chulin. So Karen Ora says that it's hard to say that. He says, it's mitzadit to say that we're not Mimait Beirutzin Midas Hayavesh from Kedusha Legamri. It sounds more like they just don't have Kedushas Aguf, but they do have some sort of Kedusha, then they shouldn't be considered chulin. And the reason that the Sarun Bifnim should have Kedusha Saguf is because later on it's going to be mixed together with the Shemen in the Kli Shares. So that's how the Karen Ora says, different than Rashi, but Rashi sounds like he holds that no, even the contents only have Kedusha's Peh, not Kedusha Saguf. But anyway, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Vaitu in the Gemara, Idi V'Idi Nimshcha Bifnim, V'lo Nimshcha Bichutz. Both dry and liquid measures, measuring utensils, are nimshach on the inside, not on the outside. So why the difference then? Why is it that the overflow of liquid is kadosh and dry is not? Like he explained in the Mishnah, that when it comes to a liquid overflow, that which is overflowing was once inside the walls of the kli, because liquid gets all mixed together. So as you pour more inside, that which you're pouring goes in the kli, and the overflow is from that which used to be in the kli. Whereas when you pour dry on something, that which you're pouring over the rim of the kli never goes into the kli, it just continues to spill straight out, and therefore it never had a chance to be kadosh. So frekt the Gemara, but still, the chinekar, my havi, what difference does it make if it was inside of the kli and now came out? Certainly we assume that the person who's making a kadosh only has kavana to make kadosh that which he needs. So if he doesn't have kavana to be mekadesh that liquid that ends up spilling out, so why should it be kadosh even if it was inside the kli at some point? It's exactly the point. Even without his kavana, you're right, the guy who's pouring the liquid into the kli only intends to be makdish that which he's going to end up needing, which means that which spills out, he never had intention to make holy. But it doesn't make a difference. Klisharis could be Makadesh, Shalomidas. So Ravina says, no, I'll give you a different approach. Maybe you do need Das to be Makadesh in a Klisharis. But over here it's a Gezerid Rabbanon. Over here it's a Gezerid Rabbanon. We're afraid that people are going to say that you're allowed to take things out of a Klisharis and use it for Chol. And that's why we say Amit Rabbanon, the Berutze Lach, or Kodesh. It's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's only a Din Mit Rabbanon. So that which the Mizbeach, the Zeinu Makadish Shalom Midas, even though Kalim, the Onu Gantav writes, that which you need to say, that which you need Das by Kiddush of a Klisharis is not because the Onu Gantav says the man is what grants it its kedusha, you need his das to grant the kedusha. Rather, it's the kli that's the mekadesh. It's just the kli is mekadesh bitnai that he has das. Meaning, if you hold like the shita that you need das to mekadesh and kli sharis, like Ravina who says kli sharis in mekadesh and elmi das. So there's yesh lachkar in what the requirement of das is. Is das the mekadesh? Or is the kli the mekadesh and das is a tenai in order for the kedusha to be chal? What difference does it make? So he writes as follows: the Onu Gantav writes that even kedusha, a person is unable to be mekadesh isurei hanah b'kedushas peh because isurei hanah does not belong to him, but kiddush klisharis could happen even on isurei hanah. Why? I can't be Mekadesh with my own Das, Isurei Hanah. That's only if I'm the one that's being Mekadesh. But if the Kli is being Mekadesh, it's just I'll deny that there's also Das, then even if it doesn't belong to me, it doesn't matter if it belongs to me. The Kli is the Mekadesh. It's just my Das that's a deny in order to allow the Kiddush HaKli to kick in. That's the Onu Gantav's Lamdus in terms of understanding the Shita of the Rabbanan. Now, how do we define Das? Let's say you do need Das in order to be Mekadesh, like Ravina says, that it's not Mekadesh. Shlomi Das, you need Das. So good. What does Das mean? That I want it to become holy, so that's what Pashup Shat Lechara would be. It says in Mikdash David that Das that you need for Kiddush Klisharis is not Das Lekadesh. It's Das Lasos Bekli as Hamalacha Shel Shema Hu Ba. It's the Das to use the Kli for that which it was meant to be used. For instance, you know, a tanur, an oven, is meant to bake the menachos and the lechem upon him. So if you have kavana that when you're putting the dough in the tanur that you want it to bake, that's enough das to give it kedusha. That's das to be mekadesh. It's only by those kelim that the whole function of the kli is just putting the stuff in it, but it doesn't actually do anything beyond putting the stuff in it. Only by those kelim would the das be defined as das to be mekadesh. But whenever there's another function of the kli, the das would be defined as das to do whatever that kli is meant to do. Okay, most of Rabbi Zeira, so Frekt Rabbi Zeira, Sider as Halechem as Abzichim Lachar Shabbos, Victor as Abzichim Shabbos Psula, if a person on the Shulchan sets up the Lechem upon him and the Bazichin after Shabbos is over, that's bad, because it's supposed to be done on Shabbos, but he first sets it up after Shabbos is over, and then he's Makdir the Bazichi Levona on Shabbos, so it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? So Rashi says, because you need the lechem on the shulchan over the course of two Shabbosos. It needs to be changed on Shabbos. So it needs to be on for part of last Shabbos and part of this Shabbos. So if you first put it on after last Shabbos was over, and then you take it off this Shabbos, it only touched the table during one Shabbos. It only touched the shulchan during one Shabbos. That's puzzle. So Ketzad Yasser, what are you supposed to do? You were late. You put it on after Shabbos was over last week. So now what? How do you make it not puzzle? Is there any way to salvage it? So Yanichenu l'Shabbos Haba, says the Gemara, is simple. Leave it on for an extra week. Shafilu al shulchan yam rabbein b'kach klum. Because even if you leave it on for an extra week, it doesn't become puzzle. So you can leave the lechem upon him on for an extra 7 days. So if I put it on after last Shabbos, don't only leave it on for this Shabbos, leave it on till next week and change it next Shabbos. V'amai, but why is that allowed? Hasam nami le magzera shem yom mafkidin b'klisharez. Shouldn't we be concerned, just like we're concerned over here, that people are going to say by the Beirutzen, that people are going to say that you could take something from a klisharez and it's going to be chol? Shouldn't we be worried that people are going to make a similar mistake by the lechem apanim, and they're going to think that just like it doesn't become pasul belina when it's left on the shulchan all that time, even though it was left on the shulchan for a whole extra week, so too that which you leave in any normal klisharei will not become pasul belina, which would be a terrible mistake. That would be totally inaccurate and false. So shouldn't we be concerned about that? So says Gemara, pnim achutz karamis. You're asking a stira what the halacha would be in the case of that which goes on all the way bifnim, the lechem apanim, which is done in the heichal, which that which is done bachutz in the azara. Pnim lav kli al miyadi, chutz kli al miyadi. Big difference. No one knows what's going on in the heichal except for the kohanim. And the kohanim, we assume, are educated enough to understand that there's a chiluk between the shulchan and other klei shareis. But bachutz, everyone gets to see that. So that's why there's more of a concern by the berutze midos, which happens out in the azara, that people are going to get confused. Bifnim, inside of the heichal, no worries about people getting confused. It's interesting. Rashi uses the expression the kohanim's reason. Over here, that Kohanim's reason we normally assume means that they're not lazy. They make sure things get done. They're not going to. Over here, you see Kohanim's reason means that they're educated. That they're not going to make mental mistakes. Not only are they not going to make physical mistakes, they're not going to make false assumptions either. So it's another application of the concept of Kohanim's reason that I'm not sure how often we have that application of that concept. Okay, Tana Nasa, we have a Mishnah. Most of Nesachim l'keitz ha-mizbeach. If you have extra Nesachim, it should go l'keitz ha-mizbeach. What is keitz ha-mizbeach? It means the dessert for the Mizbeach, for the extras that you bring on the Mizbeach when nothing else is going on in the Mizbeach. If you look at Rashi Miksav Yad on the first wide line, l'keitz ha-mizbeach, sh'mizbeach, batel, lokhin meos Nesachim, kvasim li'ola, makitz nosam. You take the extra Nesachim, you exchange them for sheep, for carbonola, and use that on the Mizbeach. Where does the Lashon Ketz come from? Says Rashi, V'Lashon Ketz hainu develos. Apparently, popular dessert used to be figs. So this is a lashon of figs. The figs of the mizbeach is the moser nesachim, meaning the dessert of the mizbeach. My moser nesachim. What does it mean moser nesachim? Extra nesachim. How do you ever have an extra nesachim? So b'chibur Yosef Amar birutzei midos. It means that when you pour the nesachim in the clay lach, in the kelim that hold liquids, and it overflowed. So we said that that's kadosh, but you don't need it for the carbon that you originally designated it for. So that's the Moser Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's another example of Moser Nesachim. Kosa Shashaninu, a Makabal of Sapik Slossos Me'arba. Let's say a person signed the contract to supply the Beis HaMikdash with the flowers that it's going to need, with four si'in of flour for X amount of money, va'amdu b'shalosh, and then it turned out it got more expensive, and that amount of money you should only really pay for three si'in, yisapik me'arba. He still has to honor the original price that he signed on for. I mean, he still has to provide them the cheaper price of four si'in for that amount of flour. But what if it was the reverse? Mishalosh va'amdu me'arba. He signed a deal with them that they would get three sit-in for a certain price, and then it turns out that you can now get four sit-in for that price because the price has got cheaper. Misapek me'arba, he has to give it to them for the cheaper price, for the new cheaper price. Shiyad hekdesh al eliyona. The halacha is that hekdesh always gets the upper hand in these kinds of things. So that's what we're talking about when we say mosar nesachim. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the top. Va'amdu dalzim b'selim misapek me'arba si'in va'olsa sah shenosin hekdesh yosin mimasha kibel olav. That extra sah that he's providing hekdesh more than he was mekabel to provide them with. Hainu mosar nesachim shein leketz hamizbeach. That's the extra nesachim because he's giving more than they actually needed. So that's the mosar nesachim that goes for the ketz hamizbeach. There is a Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Zayin and Beis where the Gemara says the reason that it's mutter to buy from him four sa'a in the sella, even after it went up in price and it's now three sa'a for a sella, is because ribis hekdish is mutter, the Gemara says. But by a hedyot, b'chia gavna would be yasa. That would be a violation of ribis, but by hekdish, there's such a din that ribis hekdish is mutter. Rashi explains, we're talking about a case where it was the prices were not yet said, it was lo yotza ashar for arba sa'a b'sella, and by a hedyot, you can't be posik al peros until you yotza Ashar, until the price became well known. But by Hegdish, we give much more leeway for Hegdish for when it comes to the violation of Ribbis. Tani Kafasid Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Tani Kafasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports each one of them. Tani Kafasid Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Berutza Midas Halal Mayos. And Ben, what did they do with the Berutza Midos? Im Yesh Zevach Achar Yakrivu Imo. If you have another Zevach to bring it with, good, bring it with the other Zevach. The Im Lanu Yifsulu Bulina. And if it stays overnight because there is no Zevachacher, so it becomes possible Belina. So what do you do with it? So if you don't have another Zevach, use it for the Ketz HaMizbeach. So the Ketz Zemahu, what is the Ketz HaMizbeach? What kinds of carbonos do you bring? Olos, habasa l'shem va'oros l'kohanim. You bring carbon ola, the basa gets burnt on the mizbeach, and the oros go to kohanim like any other normal carbon ola. What's the chiddush? Just tell me olos. I know how a carbon ola works. Why does it have to repeat to me how a carbon ola works? That the basa l'shem oros l'kohanim. So Rashi says the chiddush over here is you might have thought that since this is only coming l'ketz mizbeach, that the entire thing should be included in the ola and be brought on the mizbeach, even the or, and that you should. How do you bring the or on the mizbeach? You should take that or sell it and buy other animals to be brought as a carbon ola. That the whole thing should be for Ketz HaMizbeach. So that's what's coming to tell me. No, the or goes straight to the Kohanim. You don't have to worry to treat it any differently than any normal carbon ola. But that's a raya to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, who held that what does it mean, the extras go to Ketz HaMizbeach? It means the Beirutzei Amidos. It means the overflowing Midos go to Ketz HaMizbeach. Tiny conversation to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a price that supports Rabbi Yochanan as well. That what does it mean, the extras? It means when the prices change, the extra supplies that you're now giving the Beis HaMikdash. HaMekabel of the Sapek Stelsen Me'arba Vamdu Mishalosh Mesapek Me'arba Mishalosh Vamdu Me'arba Mesapek Me'arba Sheyadek Dishal El Yona Yadek Dish is always El Yona. They always get the upper hand. V'zeo Sheshrim Numosu Nesachim L'Ketz HaMizbeach. And that's exactly what we mean when we say the Mosu Nesachim is L'Ketz HaMizbeach. So we have prices that support each opinion. I don't know necessarily that they argue with each other. It could be they just thought of different examples of Mosar Nesachim, but probably they're both correct, that they're both examples of, they're both viable examples of Mosar Nesachim. Okay, new Mishnah. It sounds like such a simple and all-encompassing rule. All Karbanos HaTzibur, all Karbanos HaYachid, everything requires Nesachim. Chutz, Minabachar, Vamaiser, Vapesach, Vachatos, Vasham. Except for, like, half the Kabbalists. Except for Bachar, Maiser, Pesach, Chatos, and Asham. All of those don't require Nesachim. But there are exceptions to the exceptions also. The, by a mitzora, the chatas nashim of a mitzora does require nesachim. So even though chatas nashim are an exception to the rule of nesachim, in that chatas nashim generally don't require nesachim, there is one type of chatas vasham that does require nesachim, and that's the chatas nashim of a mitzora. So the achronim have the Briska Rav has the following chakira: the ikur chiv of nesachim is the ikur din of nesachim a din in the carbon, that the carbon is mechayiv, that you must bring with it nesachim, Or is there also a chavas gavra, that the person who brings a carbon b'neder b'nedava, the Torah is mechayiv him to bring the nesachim? It's not a din in the chavtza, a din in the carbon, it's a din in the gavra. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, do you have to bring the nesachim, the shame, the bailin? Is the nesachim connected to the gavra, or is the nesachim only connected to the carbon? Does it need to be done, the shame, the bailin? If it's only a chavas carbon, so there's no reason to have to bring it, the shame, the bailin. But if it's chavas gavra, so certainly you understand that you would have to bring it l'shem the bailim. Okay, Vaiter says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, va'asisam isha la'ashem, yachal kala ala li'ishim, yeitah nesachim afilu mincha, I might think anything that goes up on the fire should require nesachim, even a carbon mincha, tamalomar ola. That's why the Pasuk says ola. Shlamim minayin, how do I know to include a carbon shlamim that it should require nesachim? Tamalomar zevach, because it says zevach, so that zevach comes to include a shlamim. Toda minayin, how do I know carbon toda requires nesachim? Tamalomar Lomar o zevach, because the pasuk says o zevach. Yachl shani marba af bechor u'maisur pesach v'chadzos v'ashem. So I might think to include even those that we listed in the Mishnah as exceptions to the requirement of nesachim. I might think that they should be included in the requirement of nesachim as well. The bechor u'maisur pesach v'chadzos v'ashem. Tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says lefalei neder o benedava. Only that which could be brought as a neder and a dava requires a nesachim. That which could not be brought as a neder and a dava does not require a nesachim. I might think to exclude that which comes as a chiyuv on the yantif, those karbonos you have to bring as a chiyuv on the yantif, that on yantif they should also not require a nesachim. My ninhu, what are those? Olos riyah v'shalmei chagiga. The olos riyah and the shalmei chagiga that you bring on Yantav when you're on the regel. I guess it's a yomi coincidence, erev a regel. So you, those kabanos that you would bring when you're on the regel. So you should say that it should also not require nesachim because they're a chiyuv. They're not bab and eder and dava. Tamalomar o b'moadechem. That's why the pasuk adds o b'moadechem. Kol bab b'moadechem ta nesachim. The rule of bab b'moadechem trumps the rule of bab and eder and dava. That anything that comes b'moadechem, even though it can't be brought b'neder and dava, is still going to require that comes to include these karbanos. Dafka the olos ria, the shalmei chagiga. What about the shalmei simcha? Very strange. It doesn't mention the shalmei simcha. The Rambam, when he formulates what you do when you in Hilchus, the very first halach of Hilchus Chagiga, he formulates the mitzvos that nitzdavi Yisrael b'chol regel mishalosh regalim. The mitzvos that you have to do in each of the shalosh regalim, he formulates three karbanos that one has to bring in the shalosh regalim, and he tells us about the olas riyah, he tells us about the shalmei chagiga, and then he also tells us about the shalmei simcha. So why does the Gemara only mention two out of the three? Very strange. So in the Biri Adafavir, he says that l'chora this is a raya to a famous machlokas, not famous, but a yisovistic machlokas achronim, whether the chiyuv of shalmei simcha is a chiyuv on each and every individual and every regel to bring shalmei simcha, or is it a chiyuv that if a person doesn't have other bas or kachim with which to be yotzei his mitzvah of simchas yantif, so then you got to bring shalmei simcha so that you have meat of karbanos to eat. But it's not a chiyuv per se of bringing shalmei simcha. It's a chiyuv of making sure you have bas or kodesh to eat to fulfill your mitzvah simcha. But if you have plenty of bas or kodesh from other karbanos, then you don't need to bring shalmei simcha. Okay, avi siri chatas ho l'bon chova beregel. So I might think siri chatas, since they're also brought as a chova beregel, should need nesachim. Tamalomer v'chisasa ben bakar. Ben bakar b'chal hayav v'lama yatsa. Ben bakar was already included in the pasuk. Why does it have to be specified? L'hakish elav, to make a hekish. Ma ben bakar miyuchad ba b'neder n'dava, av kol ba b'neder n'dava. To emphasize that no, only those things that are ba b'neder n'dava, and therefore it excludes the sirichatas. Lasos reich nichoch l'Hashem in abakar menatzon matam alomar. What are we adding with that pasuk? L'fishenemar ola shemeni afilu ola sa'of b'mashma. From ola, I would have thought even ola sa'of. Tam alomar min abakar menatzon. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. No, only that which comes from abakar menatzon requires nesachim, not the ola sa'of. Rabbi Yonasan omar, ain't no tzarek, you don't need that limud. Harei omar zevach va'of, ain't no zevach. Pasuk already says zevach. Of is not a zevach. Memeli, you know that it's not going to require nesachim. Im kein matam. So why does the pasuk say mina bakar o minatzon lefishin emar? Because the pasuk also says adam ki yakrim mikem karban lashem mina behema mina bakar minatzon yachol omer harei ola yavi mishnehem. I might think that if a person says I'm going to bring an ola, he has to bring both bakar and son. Tamalomer mina bakar o minat son. Ratza echad mevi, ratza shnayim mevi. If he wants to bring one of them, that's good. If he wants to bring bakar and son, that's also good. But there's no requirement when you say harei alai ola that to necessarily mean that you have to bring both bakar and son when you commit to bringing a carbon ola. Okay, that's a good stopping point. So we'll stop there.